Well, today our guest is Mr. Ryan Campbell, business manager for McAllister Transportation. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Ryan, tell our listeners a little bit about McAllister Transportation.
Sure. Yeah, McAllister Transportation is part of Matt McAllister Machinery, and that they are the Caterpillar dealer for Indiana and Michigan, family-owned business, and we are actually celebrating our 75th anniversary this year. Over the years, McAllister has built their business through large, heavy equipment rental sales and parts and service. But over the last few years, McAllister has diversified beyond the Cat line of equipment and have ventured into underground pump and shoring, light-duty equipment like mowing equipment, skid steers, and obviously school bus as well. They acquired the Bluebird School Bus dealership about 10 years ago, working closely with the on-highway truck division and created the transportation division. We here in the transportation division sell and support diesel, propane, gasoline, and now electric school buses throughout Indiana. I have been around McAllister for 7 years, and although the industry is still dominated by diesel, I've seen incredible growth in alternative fuels interest.
Well, happy anniversary, 75 years. That's a wonderful accomplishment for the McAllister family, so congratulations on that. So,
yeah, thank you.
So how is McAllister working with fleets on sustainable transportation options?
Yeah, that kind of starts with Bluebird. Bluebird has been a leader in alternative fuels for many years, working with propane, CNG, and obviously now with electric buses. As a dealer, we have embraced these options and try to present the pros and cons of each to our customers that are looking at them. Because of the frustrations with diesel after-treatment systems, we have seen increased interest in our Ford and Roush propane system. There are now over 270 Bluebird propane units operating in Indiana and over 18,000 operating across the U.S.
That's great.
Yeah. Customers have gravitated to this because this alternative fuel because of the value that a clean-burning domestic fuel can provide for fleets, large and small.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from discussing the environmental benefits, the switch to alternative fuels has to make financial sense for the school or fleet. So when working with them, we focus on the total cost of ownership. So not just the acquisition price of the vehicle, but taking into account maintenance, downtime, parts cost, fuel pricing. And we work as partners to educate and consult on which type of alternative fuel will fit their situation and application. We assist them with balancing the total cost of ownership with environmental attributes, ease of adoption, and added benefits for the drivers, riders, technicians, and their overall community.
So I know South Shore Clean Cities was proud to work with McAllister to bring the first electric school bus to the state of Indiana through a successful Indiana Volkswagen Mitigation Trust grant application. So can you tell our listeners how that idea for that project came about?
Sure, yeah. Carmel Clay Schools has really been a progressive and forward-thinking district in many areas, including student transportation. They were one of the first adopters of propane in Indiana, and now are operating 24 propane units in their fleet. So at first, our discussion revolved around applying for additional propane units through the trust. But when the VW Mitigation Committee announced that there would be funding set aside specifically for all electric school buses, the transportation director at Carmel, Ron Farron, basically redirected the conversation immediately over to electric. So we started consulting with him and his team to discuss specifications and range, charging options, and other capabilities. But really the next biggest hurdle for us was to demonstrate those features. And at the time, there were only two Bluebird demonstration units in the U.S., but we were able to get help from Cummins and Bluebird and get that demonstration unit to Indiana to help them experience all of those attributes and environmental benefits. So from there, we worked in congruence with Carmel and South Shores on a grant application, and they were ultimately awarded funding. That bus was delivered in May of 2020, making it the first all-electric bus operating here in Indiana. And then Carmel was able to hold a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the community on June 24th of 2020 with the school superintendent and city's mayor in attendance.
So what kind of cost savings and emission savings can Carmel Clay schools see with this electric bus versus a diesel school bus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so from an emissions perspective, the Bluebird all-electric bus is a zero-emissions unit. From a cost savings, it is hard to put a certain number on that, but from our experience in alternative fuels, the lack of aftertreatment and diesel fuel translates into savings for the fleet by maintenance, parts failures, fuel costs, aftertreatment issues. Those all add up to costs for the schools, and none of that even exists on the all-electric bus.
Sure, sure.
And in fact, there isn't even a transmission on this unit. It's a direct drive system powered by the Cummins power drive.
So, Ryan, what would you say to a school district considering adding electric school buses to their fleet?
Yeah, I think we kind of have that same conversation, with most schools or fleets that are looking at transitioning to an alternative fuel. And I would tell them to make sure that everyone in this circumstance, school districts, is aware and bought in. From your drivers to technicians, all the way through the superintendent, implementing an all-electric unit into your fleet will require changes in traditional thinking, as well as changes in some habits and procedures, from infrastructure and charging, safety protocols, technical knowledge, bus stop and loading procedures, and field trip planning. This type of change can come with some challenges, but the benefits realized can be great if everybody is pulling in the same direction.
Sure. So, Ryan, how can listeners learn more about McAllister Transportation?
Yep, you can go to McAllisterTransportation.com, or they can call us at our toll-free number, 877-488-7600.
Ryan, great work. Keep up the great work for our entire state here. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Ryan Campbell, business manager for McAllister Transportation. Green Fleet Radio airs 3 times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.